AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Residents of Iran's capital seen leaving the city today while shops in Tehran's historic Grand Bazaar were closed on the fifth day of an intensifying conflict with Israel. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports there's been a shift in President Trump's rhetoric.
President Trump is urging Iran's unconditional surrender. In a series of social media posts before meeting with his national security team, the president wrote, "The U.S. knows where Iran's supreme leader is hiding, but does not want him killed, for now." In another post, he touted complete control of the sky over Tehran. He'd earlier urged residents to flee the Iranian capital. The president's increasingly muscular comments came hours after he suggested a deal over Iran's nuclear program was still achievable. Why the shift? The State Department's Tammy Bruce says things change.
But I'm not going to speculate on, in a larger sense, what that would mean.
The president appears to be building a public case for a more direct American role in the conflict, which would carry a big political risk after he campaigned on ending U.S. involvement in endless wars. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The remaining six G7 leaders wrapped up their summit in Canada without President Trump. They agreed to jointly combat what they called non-market policies that could jeopardize global access to critical minerals. They also pledged to limit the downsides of artificial intelligence on jobs and the environment. But they issued no joint statement on Russia's war in Ukraine, though Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky did attend today's session. On the weekend shooting of Minnesota lawmakers, prosecutors say the man charged had dozens of apparent targets, including officials in at least three other states. On Capitol Hill, senators received an emergency briefing from security officials who told them threats are on the rise. This is AP News. In New York, Sean Diddy Combs' trial is still going. Julie Walker has the latest.
Sean Diddy Combs probably won't testify in his own defense, with his lawyers telling the judge their case could be less than 2 days, but not more than five. This comes as prosecutors say they expect to finish Friday. Tuesday, jurors were shown about 18 more minutes of sex tapes the prosecution got from Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, who had testified about what she said were drug-fueled X-rated events. As jurors watched, several seemed to at times look away from their screens as they listened to the videos through headphones. Members of the public were not permitted to see the images. Defense lawyers say prosecutors were trying to criminalize activity between consenting adults by targeting Combs, who denies the charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.